AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:03 on ESPN 97.5. Who's got something for me? 713-780-3776. Just Del and I, although Lance's stuff is all still here, Del. Do you think it's appropriate to play your outro for Lance now in this segment?
Well, there's a couple things that I thought of. Certainly the topic of conversation kind of made me a little hesitant. And also, he doesn't always leave anyway, so it may be best to play it on his way out when he's actually leaving.
When he leaves. Yeah. When he really, really leaves. Which he never does when he's supposed to.
No.
He usually wheels the chair out during a segment.
Or usually that last segment for him is when he thinks he can wild out. And he'll say something inappropriate or thrust his hips at something, depending on the topic of conversation. So I'm saving it. I don't want to throw it out there. It loses some of its potency if I play it and he talks for the next 7 minutes.
Right. It does. So you, from now on, maybe he's just wheeling it out.
Yeah. I don't want to say it now. Actually, you can say it now. I want to say it now before he gets back in. Because what if he knows, I'm pretend like I'm going to hang out and then dip out in the middle of the break.
That's a problem.
I have to gauge these things. It's tough. People don't understand how tough my job is, John.
Yeah. Is Yellowstone back?
I don't know. Is it? I haven't seen the promos for it anywhere.
The Calm Before the Storm, and then it's a picture of, what's her name? I don't know which one she is. I don't know. I got off. See, Lance is right. I kind of watch stuff for a little while and then stop.
Yeah,
you do that too.
I don't do that. What I do is I like to save episodes just in case when I know there's another scene. So, for example, Yellowstone. I didn't watch the last episode because I want to watch the last episode then go into the next season.
Oh, see,
I do that quite a bit. I don't want to watch and then wait months at a time before the next one came out. I watched the last episode. And then I got the new episode to start the next season, back to back. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. A lot of times, if you don't, you've got to watch the last episode again before
to remember. To get yourself caught up. Look at this guy. He's packed up during the middle of a segment.
Guess what?
You're irresponsible.
Yeah.
Bye, bitch.
Hear that?
Oh, wow, that's curious timing.
No, it's actually, we had some distance, so that's why I played it.
Plenty of distance. Yeah.
We're talking about Yellowstone now.
All right.
Nancy Harrison.
That's your girl you have on the podcast. We know.
Who you got? You got a podcast
she
going?
She was great.
He had a podcast going today?
We're going to tape next Wednesday.
He had one of the stars or one of the guest stars from Yellowstone on his podcast.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Three. She said she got in a lot of trouble in high school, so she had to go to a separate like boarding school because she was a bad girl in high school. I was like, keep going.
Is this her? Keep
talking. Hassie Harrison?
Is that her?
I don't think so. She looks younger than that, I think. Just type in Hassie Harrison. You'll see.
No, I've seen her
huge,
before.
Oh, man. She was great. Eric Layton told me she's like one of the dudes. You hang out with her, she's talking mad trash. She brought Eric. She knows Eric hates mayonnaise, so she'll just like pop in on his house and leave a giant, like buy him jars, those big Costco mayonnaises and leave them all over his house. She lived over with Eric and his wife while she was trying to get things going. And I think she went to SMU, but she's not one of those type of SMU people.
Oh, she's not one of those? There she is.
Yep.
That's her. Yeah, that wasn't that girl. That was that promoing. Yeah, no. She's very pretty young lady. Hey,
He missed the game, didn't he? Is what I care about.
He's an awful, awful person. He misses the garbage every time and never picks it up. Dak Prescott was on the field. He had a cup after he drank some Gatorade on the sideline. He missed the garbage, got up, picked it up, and put it in the garbage. Lance, in our workplace, won't get up. There were 1,000 cups on the ground. Dak Prescott, his was on the ground. He picked it up and put it in the trash can. But you know what? That's responsibility. That's accountability right there.
Yeah,
Dak Prescott is accountable.
And
you know
who's
not?
I got a joke I'm going to make during the break. I'm not going to make it out of respect to you. I'm not going to make it right now.
Okay.
Now I got to wait around to get my joke off, Dale.
Okay. Now you got to sit around. So you got to wait to just play that again on him.
Oh, great.
Joel's going to scream at me if I don't have Clorox bleach all over the place.
Yeah. Anyway, here's a nice story, guys. That I think we could have waited to the news of the weird, but Gustavo L. Vila. Ever hear of him?
No.
Gustavo L. Vila is a New York City attorney. He's 62 years old. He has just been sentenced to 51 months in prison for stealing $1 million. The $1 million came as a settlement from 9/11. Apparently, he represented an unidentified retired police officer in his compensation claim from 2012 to 2019. Even though his law license was revoked in 2015, the client settled for over $1 million, but Vila didn't turn over the money. For 3 years, he told his client that the money had yet to be released by the fund. He's now going to jail for 51 months.
Deserves it.
What a scumbag.
Yeah.
Somebody who deserves money from 9/11 and you're going to steal it from them? Yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, look, we just went through a whole segment about why using social media and Twitter as your court of public opinion is a terrible idea. Because people are bad. People aren't good. And this is an example. Wow, not been a good run for lawyers on this show.
No, I know. Quite frankly, this is a new low. There's a special place in hell for Gustavo Vila.
Golly.
In there?
Yes. We all know the history around 9/11 and what that meant to this country and what it means. But even remove it from the equation, move that particular tragedy from the equation. You're withholding money from someone that they deserve because something awful happened. You deserve 51 months. No matter what the tragedy or incident that took place, people need that. And he was like, not for you. Not now.
No, I'm going to keep your $1 million from your suffering from 9/11. Hey, where's that check? Is that check coming in? Still hasn't been released while he's driving around in his Porsche.
No, sorry. Still waiting on it.
Oh, I mean, talk about people suck. This is why you take a nap every day.
To avoid people.
Yeah.
Yeah. People think, what are you doing? I always tell people in general are awful. You'll meet individuals that are cool. And I'm not against saying that people are awesome. But as a whole, the general population, terrible. And I don't have the time or the energy to start picking and choosing who the good ones are.
So just avoid all of them. Everybody.
Yeah. I don't want to spend the energy figuring out who the good ones are.
I don't think you find any. See? Just right here in this room. That's it.
You mean the room I'm sitting in by myself?
No,
You're right here. You're right. Yeah. No, from my time here, there have been three people who dominated that area with me when we work together, and all of you are awful people.
Well, and if there's a list, though, there's degrees.
There are degrees.
Raheel's the worst, Lance second, and I'm third.
No.
Yeah.
You and Lance battle it out for second. Raheel's the worst.
By far.
I know. I'm only texting him because I'm only saying that because he got it. Hey, what are you guys talking about me like that for? He texted us. Sorry, man. You're not here, so you catch all the strays.
No, you catch it. What are you going to do?
He ain't going to do nothing.
You can't do nothing.
He can't talk about it on ABC 13. He can't mention this. So you're the worst person. Sorry.
Sorry. You can't do anything about it unless you call in. And
we've heard
you want to defend yourself.
We've heard his stance on that. He's not doing that.
Sorry, you were catching so many bullets today. It just has to be that way. Sorry.
Yeah. And you were the target today, Raheel.
Sorry. Come defend yourself. 713-780-3776, 1012, ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. For those of you that weren't here, I think it was the first segment. By the way, this is horrible. You know how Yardbarker does lists, Del?
Yep.
Every NFL team's greatest weakness heading into the draft. You know whose picture they have up there?
Something of the Texans?
Nope. Andy Dalton. The Katie Red Rocket.
He's a Chicago Bear. What do you care?
He's a Katie Red Rocket. He's our guy.
And? I mean, wrong.
But how about if you're a pro quarterback for, 12 years in the league? And every team's need, and it's you. I mean,
maybe the person who puts the pictures for Yardbarker up is a Bears fan.
I don't know. Do you have the sound of Jameis?
Someone tweet us that.
I can send it to you.
I think Art quote tweeted us or something.
Yeah, well, I think that we got the sound too. If not, here's what he said to youth football players attending.
No, I have it here.
You got it?
Yeah. Well, it's from Bleacher Report, their Gridiron Twitter page or Twitter handle.
Right. I went from being the number one draft pick to being everybody laugh at me. But guess what? I'm about that business. I'm outworking everybody at my position. I know that right here. Right. But I'm doing things every single day. Commit to the dream. Because that's the thing. We have to go back to being little kids about this football game. Because this is a kid's game that men play. Hey, that's right, Nicolette. We love this game, man. So always have us. All right? We done had some tough days out here in this muck, man. It's been tough. But you're going to have challenging days. But I encourage each and every one of you to have faith and belief in yourself above any coach, above any teammate, above any friend that you have. Right, because Zane said it best. Man, sometimes we on top of the world. But at the end of the day, only God and yourself know what you're really going through.
All right. I went from being the number one draft pick to everybody laughing at me. I don't know if everybody was laughing at him so much as they were disgusted with 30 interceptions.
Well, it was high comedy for non-Bucks fans. Bucks fans were not happy, but everyone else, this dude's throwing 30 picks in a season.
Well, yeah. I mean, and then the next year, the Bucks win the Super Bowl. I guess they had talent, but now Tom Brady out of town. What we were laughing at was
sure that's part of it, too. Yeah, that's part of it,
too. You know what? Yes, we were laughing at that.
Yeah, why are we pretending like that was the case?
But that's his comedy show, isn't it?
I don't think he was trying to be funny when eating W's. I think that was the whole motivational ploy for the team.
You think he was serious about eating
W's? Yes.
And I'm outworking everyone at my position.
Dak Prescott was standing over there.
Right there.
I know Dak's over there. And everyone starts laughing. I don't know if that's the case, but if he's working hard, great. He has every opportunity to be a starter again for the Saints.
Yeah, and you know what? Now he's got a newfound love for the game and a kid. You know what? Sometimes it takes you to be humbled.
Sure. You go from what he was. He was a star from the moment, surely since high school, but his first college game, he lights up Pittsburgh as a redshirt freshman, and he just takes off, wins the Heisman Trophy. Now, obviously, we know about, the incidents and stuff, but he got slapped back down earth a little bit. Backed up in New Orleans for a year. Now he has an opportunity. I could see how that could be humbling, and that might turn whatever his thoughts about football were around.
Well, once you, yeah, you're the Heisman Trophy winner, you're starting NFL quarterback, and then all of a sudden you are a backup making $1 million as opposed to the $12 million that you were used to making. Yeah, that'll be humbling. I know you're still making $1 million and, you know, we'd all love that.
Is he still making $1 million or did he get
no, a, now he got the, he got a big bump. No, I'm talking about last year.
Gotcha.
So, you know, yeah, he was humbled. All right. And so now he refound his love for the game, and that's great. And that's great. I'm not going if he's out working everybody. I don't know.
Look, I can believe that Jameis is working hard. I just don't know how he knows he's out working everyone. Right. I'm going to say maybe you're working as hard as everyone. Maybe.
Yeah. Listen, I'm working harder than I ever have.
Sure.
How's that?
Sure. That's that is something he would know.
That is something.
And verify.
Yes. That he can verify.
Dak's like, I just recovered from like my foot was turned the wrong way. You telling me you're working harder than me? I'm standing here right now.
Right, right. I'm right here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you.
I had a serious debilitating injury that I'm back from, and I'm going to be ready to play.
No, but Dak's next press conference. Listen, I'm the second hardest worker in the NFL.
It would be funny if he did that.
If he did.
Like, I don't know how many people have seen this Jameis thing, but I don't know if you've heard. Jameis works harder than everyone, but I will tell you I'm second. I work the second hardest.
Yeah. Listen. I'm second hardest. I know that because I heard Jameis was the hardest worker.
Yeah, but I work
right behind
too.
Him. So I call number two. Okay, I got second. Okay, and then Tom Brady's going to come out. Listen, I'm the third. I think I'm probably the third hardest worker.
I hope that every NFL quarterback who comes out, I'm the second hardest worker. We all know Jameis is first, but right. I would say I'm second.
Right.
I hope that joke goes on. I wish that joke would go on all season long.
Jameis is the hardest. We've already established
that's already
that.
Been established. We had our rankings. The vote is out, and Jameis is hardest working. But we all agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I am interested to see if I don't care so much about the Jameis. You know, the whole Florida State hate angle. But I am interested to see if he can. If he can become a legit starter, which would speak to what Sean Payton can do for a quarterback. Sean Payton's had Drew Brees almost his entire head coaching career. He's been coaching Drew Brees. He hasn't.
No.
Did he have Aaron Brooks?
Yeah.
How long has he been in New Orleans?
Well, he was there when Drew got there.
Did they didn't come together?
No, I think he didn't. He had Aaron Brooks, didn't he?
Let me see. He's been the head. I gotta find how long he's been the head coach. He's been the head coach since 2006. Isn't that when Drew Brees got there? I think he's had Drew Brees his entire career.
Really? Oh, I thought he was.
He has never not had Drew Brees. I think they're never had not had Drew Brees as a starter.
So Drew got there in 2006 too.
Drew Brees. Let's see. I'm pulling it up right now. He got there same year, 2006. So this is his first year without Drew Brees. So I'm interested to see the great Sean Payton with non-Drew Brees.
Well, he's had plenty of time when Drew's injured. Right.
And he's cobbled things together. But now there is no Drew coming back or starting the season. So, and the Saints haven't had to develop a young quarterback. Not that they're developing a young one now. It's a bunch of older dudes. But it's interesting to see what Sean Payton's got for a different quarterback starting for him.
It'll be interesting to see if they don't Davis from Stanford, if he's sitting around there when the when
Davis
the Saints,
Mills,
huh?
Davis Mills,
yeah. It'll be God forbid Trey Lance is still around. You know, one quarterback falls all the time, and you know it'll be interesting. I don't think that far. I don't think he could possibly get past the Patriots at 15, right?
Not to a playoff. Could he fall to a playoff team? Could one quarterback?
Hey, Rodgers went what 22nd?
And I think 26. Hasn't everyone learned their lesson?
Well, like,
good quarterback.
So Lamar Jackson went 32nd.
Lamar Jackson is I get what you're saying, but Lamar Jackson was one of those cases, and still up for debate. A guy people weren't sure could throw a football.
Russell Wilson third round. I mean, the guys fall all the time.
I'm talking about guys who fall late in the first round and are good players. Lamar is the one case and he was traded up for, but guys who are expected to be, like Russell Wilson was never expected to be a first round pick. So I get what you're saying. He fell, but he wasn't supposed to be a first round pick. Like guys who fall from that high top 15 stature to the bottom. I'm trying to think of guys that Aaron Rodgers is the one I can think of.
Listen, Davis Mills might be the best quarterback in this draft. We don't know. Stuff happens all the time. When the greatest ever came out of the sixth round. So stuff happens all the time. So we don't have any idea. It would be interesting to see if the Saints, now, do they have that first round pick?
Are they taking a first round quarterback if they believe they're a Super Bowl contender?
With Jameis Winston?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think.
Well, they decided on him pretty early, didn't they? There wasn't like, let's go shop for a guy. They said, no, we're bringing Jameis back pretty early.
Because he's there. He knows the system.
Well, sure, but that shouldn't preclude you from going out and trying to find an upgrade if you could. Like Sam, not that Sam Darnold was a great option, but not like what, they couldn't have been looking at Sam Darnold if they thought Jameis couldn't get the job done. They decided really early that we want Jameis here. So I don't know what that means as far as what they believe their potential is, but if you're locking in on Jameis,
and
Jameis of all people that early, yeah. Are you drafting a first-round quarterback?
Maybe. I guess. I mean, if you're hitching your wagon, I guess you don't. You really don't have worry about your job security, which makes the Bears' decision so strange. Nobody's on a hotter seat than those two guys, Pace and Nagy. Nobody's on a hotter seat, and they're going with Andy Dalton this year. I mean, talk about strange decisions.
I don't know. Well, they weren't. They wanted Russell Wilson, and then the Seahawks said either they pulled back on it or the Bears weren't offering enough. So I will give them some bail. They didn't want Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton was the default option. You could say, why did you use him as the default option? But they wanted a star quarterback.
But they gave him,
and Seattle said no.
They gave him some nice money for
well to start
a default.
I mean, that's what you give a not good starter, right? What is it? 1 year.
10,
something like that. That's what you give a non. Well, Terod is getting that if he makes up all the incentives, the games played.
Well, but we know we're in transition here.
Well, I just don't think they looked down and said, oh, man, the Russell Wilson thing's not working.
Right.
Deshaun's in trouble. What can we do?
Yeah, but if you're in transition, you got to find something. And the Bears are in transition. They're 20th overall. Somebody's going to, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised at all if there aren't six quarterbacks drafted in the first round, because Davis Mills will go in the first round. Because one of these teams at the end has got to have a guy.
But which team are you looking at that need who if you're good, you probably have a quarterback established. You know the Packers aren't doing it.
No.
So
Well, the Saints need to do it. The Bears need to do it.
But the Bears wouldn't take Davis Mills that high, would they?
Why? Why not?
Well, because
they've only got
Davis.
They've got Andy Dalton for 1 year.
Davis Mills isn't going to help Ryan Pace and then win now.
Well, nobody is. Now.
That's what I'm saying. You're not gonna. Well, a quarterback. What I mean is, you take a player who can help you on the hot seat now. They tried to get a quarterback but you're not taking Davis Mills for 2021 to help you win.
I just got an offer. Bet $1,000. I'll bet you $1,000 the Bears make the playoffs this year. Wow. Wow. I guess I'm feeling I'm got Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton, by the way, is the face of Yard Barker's biggest needs for every NFL team. Andy Dalton is the picture that they used. Okay.
So the Bears finished 20. Well, they had an 8-8 record last year.
They were 8-8 with. Now they've got some talent.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you believe, like, I don't. Well, maybe Davis Mills is this star that I'm not sure about. I don't know about, and others don't know about. They could draft him. He could change the complexion of a franchise. I don't see them taking him at 20 when they're going to say we got a veteran. I would think they would draft a player that could help them in 2021, considering their job status. I mean, if this was a new general manager, I could see taking Davis Mills because you got all the time in the world.
The Bears are playing the NFC West,
which is good.
That's which a good is division. Pretty good, and they're playing the AFC Central,
North, which is good.
Yeah, Lions. Good too. I mean, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens,
and Browns, who made the playoffs.
And Browns, who are pretty good.
Yeah, so they've got it. They've got a fight. If they're making the playoffs, I know.
And they've got Tampa.
schedules
at Tampa.
Things can change because of injuries, but as of now, that schedule seems a little tough to be making the playoffs on.
Yeah. I don't know about your whole playoff
day. And then you know the whole division.
Where said, let's go, $1,000.
Where you still have to play you have to play the Packers. And who knows what Minnesota will be. I mean, they're only a game worse. They're 7-9, so it's not like the Bears are clearly better than Minnesota.
No. I'll talk to you.
Who are you betting $1,000? Who wants to bet you $1,000 on the Bears?
I got
to
see what their Bears under-over is. Over under for wins. 10:30 ESPN 97.5. Slow down. I might just take that.
Is someone saying stop being soft and do it? Are they challenging you right now?
They're challenging me. All right, they're putting my manhood out there. Well, I don't know.
Not your manhood.
I don't know about that. Mm. Well, here's the deal: is you can't say manhood in your office place. You just can't say it because then HR is probably going to call. And listen, you don't want HR calling you. What you really want. Is for HR&P to take care of that stuff for you because that's what HR&P does. They take care of all of your HR issues. It's called HR&P, Human Resources and Payroll. And, oh, by the way, that's all they do. And that's kind of a big deal because the other payroll companies are going to say, ooh, look at our price on payroll. It's so much better. Look, go with us. And then they stick you with their 401k package. They stick you with their insurance package. They stick you with their benefits packages. And you're like, wow. We're paying a lot for this stuff. Well, HR&P, that's all they're into is payroll and HR. And then they give you choices for you for all of that other stuff. And you decide what's best for your company. That's the way an HR and payroll company should go about it. They're in the business of human resources and payroll, and they're the best at it. So go with them and choose your own benefits packages when you go with HR&P. HRP.net. That's HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Now we ain't doing $1,000 on the Bears making the playoffs.
Oh, look at who's backing out.
There's seven playoff teams. They made it last year with Trubisky. Andy Dalton should be better than Trubisky.
All of a sudden, not so confident.
No, I didn't say they wouldn't make the playoffs. I never said they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Challenge your manhood, and you're you for challenging it.
Let's say
it.
This. They get to the NFC Championship game. Now, tough guy. You want to bet $1,000?
I don't know.
Now, tough guy.
I don't know who you're talking to.
You want to bet $1,000? Let's go.
NFC title game. With Andy Dalton,
yes.
Who's never won a playoff game before?
Do what?
You want a guy, that guy, if he bets you that, Andy Dalton's never won a playoff game. The NFC title game is what you're saying?
NFC title game.
How many teams are in each conference? 16?
Yeah.
So the Bears have to be the seventh best team in a conference out of 16?
Yeah.
Or
they gave the Saints a run for their money.
Or the second best team in your bet. They have to be the second best team for you to lose. Man, I feel like your bet is a much tougher one to take.
I feel like that's a tough one to take. They can easily make the playoffs.
They did
last year with Trubisky.
But they're only 8-8.
They made the playoffs.
Yeah. And
it's not that hard to make the playoffs. It's not a big accomplishment.
Also, there are other teams that there are multiple, at least the Minnesota's within one game of them. The Giants, even as bad as the Giants were, within one with two games. So all I'm saying is making the playoffs in the, I think making the title game is much tougher.
Oh, it's much tougher. Absolutely, it's much tougher.
If the guy you're talking to takes that bet,
he's not a man. You can act like a man.
He's not gonna a dumb man if you take that bet.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It's a dumb bet to take the other one.
It's a less dumb bet to
take. How about 2,000 to my 1,000? I'll do that.
Well, then you plan the odds and stuff. But
that's right.
Whatever.
That's right. We'll play the odds. You're 2,000 to my 1,000. Let's go. Your little crying and whining like a little biznatch.
Who, me?
Paid off.
How so?
Your little soccer sport, whatever that is.
I wasn't crying. I don't live in England. They weren't destroying my game.
You were crying. Your team is leaving.
No, that's a lie.
Your team is being left behind.
I didn't care about that either. My team's too terrible to be even in these discussions.
Everybody, soccer's gonna, you're ruining our sport, America. No one cares about your sport.
You know, except the whole world. Got an uproar and changed it immediately. It'd be like if the BCS switched to the playoff, and everyone was so upset about the uproar, so great that they backed out of a decision. When's the last time a college football administrator backed out of a decision they made? That's how important it was. I know you.
Oh, you mean like when we're not going to play because of COVID? Oh, yes, we are. Big Ten. Okay. You mean like that big decision that got overturned?
That's one. I'm talking about an entire sport rising up. The Big Ten rose up. The people in the conference rose up because
there's soccer around the world. That's just like a conference.
And, no, it's not. There are multiple countries.
Yeah, it's like a conference.
No,
it is a conference. It's EPL.
No, it wasn't. See, that it wasn't just EPL.
And it's La Liga. No one else cared.
Spain and Italy and Germany spoke out about it.
You just were a bunch of little biznotches, that's all.
Oh, so were the Big Ten fans biznotches too?
Yeah. They were acting like little biznotches.
So they should have been okay with no season?
Yes, they should have.
That wasn't what you were saying back then.
They rose up and cried like little biznotches, and they had their season. And guess what? Your season sucked. Ohio State sucked.
Well,
they got their ass handed to them.
Well, they did beat Clemson to make the title game.
But they
that's
did
all.
Get their ass handed to them.
Oh, that's all they did. They did make the title game.
Yeah.
Yes. It appears their bitching and crying was well worth it.
With five wins. With five games. Okay?
Yeah, and they validated it, though. They went out and beat Clemson.
Did they?
Smacked Clemson around. Pew, 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 pew.
What else did we learn today in the show? The PGA.
Terrible.
Breaking off checks for their players.
Yeah, let's just give guys money for nothing.
So,
congratulations. Congratulating mediocrity. Congratulations to Ricky Fowler for doing absolutely nothing and making all that money.
Well, Ricky is going to be one of the most popular players. Here's the deal is $40 million the PGA Tour is given to players who are the most socially active
socially,
on social media.
Social is appropriate because that's golf socialism.
It really is.
Getting money for not winning?
Well, here's the deal is, you know what? If the Saudi Arabians would have come up and taken our star players because they're guaranteeing money on their tour to our star players, then guess what? There would have been a public outcry much bigger than this Super League crap, okay? That golf would be ruined by...
No one would have cared.
By Saudi Arabians. Don't be coming in our sport, Saudi Arabia.
What?
Don't be trying to...
All the golfers would have been like, thank you, bye.
Just sit in the corner and watch us play over there,
wait,
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, you're playing a dangerous game. You see what they do to journalists. Well, you better watch yourself.
I ain't going there.
You better,
I ain't going over there.
You better hope their reach isn't very far the way you're talking.
So, I like it. If you are the most popular players in the sport, the most popular player will get $8 million and then down the line... all the players, and the best players will get that money more than likely because they're the most popular players.
Congratulations to golf.
And the best player in the world is Paulina Gretzky.
So, is Dustin Johnson still the best player in the world?
Oh, yeah.
Even though he was terrible at the Masters?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I mean,
it doesn't matter
to be
awful.
It's over a two-year deal. The rating's over two years.
Congratulations. The guy is terrible in one of your biggest events, and it doesn't matter. Stupid ass sport.
There's four majors
a
year.
So he was terrible one a quarter of their biggest events.
He just won it.
What happened
in November?
What happened for me lately?
What
happened?
Oh, because he didn't win that tournament?
Not just he didn't win. Wasn't he really bad?
He didn't even make the cut.
All right then.
He's still number one player.
He was awful in one of your biggest events.
Great player. You're just jealous. Mm-hmm. All right, that he's getting paid, and he's got Paulina Gretzky.
I don't care about that so much. I'm just pointing out that golf is so stupid that a guy can be terrible in a quarter of their major events, and whatever. It's like winning the MVP if you're terrible for 20 games. Yeah.
Okay, how many games do they lose? Wait a minute. The MVP in baseball is terrible for 70% of his at-bats.
That's not how it works.
Yes,
You know that's not how it works. That's different. Baseball, we all know.
Golf is even harder.
No, it's not. It'd be as if Nikola Jokic for 20 games of his season put up five and eight.
Golf is so easy. I want you to bid on playing with Wednesday.
I just told you I don't care about those kids.
At our occasional golf tournament.
I'm not doing it because I don't care about the kids.
And we'll raise money.
All I'm pointing
out. Somebody bid $1,000 to play with Dell.
I'm not playing, so it'll be a waste for you guys. Just give the money to the kids. If Nikola Jokic went 8-5 in terms of his points and rebounds for 20 games, he's not winning the MVP. That's what Dustin Johnson did. Golf is stupid. Stupid. This guy's terrible in one of your major events. That's still the best player in the world. Okay, sure.
Yeah. You don't know anything about it. So stop talking about golf.
I'll talk about it. Right? If you're going to bring it up, I'm going to talk about it and make you so frustrated you never want to talk about it.
You don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't frustrate me because I know how ignorant you are.
Okay, sure. So, if I drop this MVP thing a couple more times, I'm going to rip Dustin Johnson so much and use the MVP comparison.
10-42, greatest player. Oh, Mike Trout. How many times is he making out? Oh, what? Yeah.
You mean compared to everyone else. That's how they determine the MVP. Dustin Johnson was terrible compared to everyone else. Still the best player in the world.
In one tournament. And he's been the best player over the last 2 years.
You don't even know what you're talking about. One of your major tournaments that defines the
greatness. Mike Trout never goes 0-4 when other guys are getting
hits.
That's
one game. I'm talking about – that's not a quarter of your season.
If Mike Trout ever got to the playoffs other than three games, then we might know how he is.
Well, luckily for Dustin Johnson, no matter what he does, he gets to play in majors.
That's right. He could be
terrible and gets to play. All I'm telling you is I don't accept a sport where you can make the guy the best player in the world because when he's terrible in the biggest events. Terrible. Beat it, Dustin Johnson. No longer best player in the world. Who won?
Here's news of the weird. Dell talking about golf.
Who won the Masters?
He doesn't know a thing about it.
Who won the Masters?
It doesn't matter.
I'm asking you, who won?
Who won the Masters?
Yes, this year.
Hideki Matsuyama.
Best player in the world, thank you.
Beat it. Sorry. You don't know anything about golf. It's time to take a break. When we come back, news of the weird. That was weird.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Let it bump, though.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, a new study in Portugal claims that you should drink 3-5 cups of coffee a day. It makes you more alert and have better memory. Do you think you should start drinking 5 cups of coffee a day?
I have an issue with coffee, namely that it doesn't taste good. So, no, I'm not doing that. Jokes aside, I'm not putting anything in my mouth that doesn't taste good. I don't like coffee. I don't like the taste of it.
Yeah, but it's not about that.
It is for me. That's what I just said. I know why people drink it, but I'm not going to do it if it doesn't taste good.
You know white people drink it?
I said I know why people drink it. I didn't say I know white people drink it. I know why.
White people do drink it.
Yeah, but that's not what I said. I said I know why, and I'm not doing it.
Dell, do you think this is the case? Hangovers actually get easier as you get older.
Is it just because you're used to them?
You simply get used to it and deal with it better.
Yeah, understand. If I ever do drink, and then I drink to a level where a hangover is going to come, it's going to be terrible. I've never had one.
Researchers concluded hangover severity declines with age, even after controlling for the amount of alcohol consumed. Sex differences were the greatest in the younger age groups, but became significantly smaller or absent in the older age groups. So it doesn't matter what sex you are, and you could change your sex, and still you will have better hangovers as you get older. A woman's been arrested. She was a passenger in an Uber ride and she bit him.
She bit the Uber driver.
Yeah. And she choked the victim from behind in a bloody, unprovoked assault.
Do we know what this Uber driver did?
Do you think you want to be an Uber driver now that you know people will bite and strangle you?
I don't want to be around strangers, so no. I mean, I've done the whole drive to make money thing when I was delivering pizzas, and that's different. It's a solitary thing. You listen to music. I don't want to be around strangers and have to worry about them. Like, the whole thought of a stranger sitting behind you, I don't want – that's vulnerable. I'm out. Nope, not doing it.
Do you think it's wise to run your scooter into a pack of coyotes?
Seems like a mistake.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't the best idea. He ran into him, crashed into a coyote on his path, and then they began, while he was on the ground, they began biting him, biting at his jacket and his clothing. He said he fended him off and flagged down a passerby who called 911.
So less luck than the little girl with the Bobcats.
Yeah. Well, see, well, he was able to fend him off.
But he got bit.
Do you think the Taco Bell should start reusing their hot sauce packets?
No. What? Oh, you mean, like, I don't know how you reuse them.
Well, they're recycling open? Them, and
how are they getting them back?
They're going to make new packets out of their sauce packets, and so you could be using the same packet that somebody...
But, so someone in their restaurant... I don't know anyone who sits down at a Taco Bell, but if you're sitting down in the Taco Bell and you open up the pack, but there's still some, they're going to just grab that?
Yeah.
Why?
No, you're going to throw them in the garbage. I guess you're going to throw them in a recycle bin, and then they're going to recycle.
Oh, if you don't open it.
No, if you open it. Yeah.
No.
I don't want that.
These are things
you
don't
need to do.
Would
you rather have recycled condoms or hot sauce packs?
Look, one goes in your mouth, one goes on something else. And I could have finished that sentence. I would rather have the recycled hot sauce, although they're both awful choices.
Yeah. Del Deluxe is the new sponsor of the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, one of their first acts was to make fun
of the Spurs.
And they had to apologize. I guess the person in charge of their social media didn't realize they were their new sponsor.
Look, we've seen examples that people who run those accounts aren't always the brightest. Don't you think that would be news enough to know that let's not talk about the Spurs in that way anymore? In fact, why is Deluxe even talking about the Spurs? Like, even if you didn't know that you were associated with them, why would you even be talking about the Spurs on your social media, on the account? I don't. What? And what does the Deluxe make?
Is it a paint store?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. It's getting petty between India and Pakistan. Apparently, the BSF has sought registration against an intruder from Pakistan. It's a pigeon.
Well, what did the pigeon do?
What is the pigeon doing? Is the pigeon coming over?
Is it a spy?
Dropping a deuce over in India and then running back over to Pakistan?
I mean, we don't know that pigeon's not a trained spy. The birds in Harry Potter could deliver messages.
Right.
The eagles flew for
the
Gandalf.
Eagles are coming.
For
the
Gandalf.
Eagles are coming.
Why couldn't this pigeon be a messenger, a harbinger or something? I'm trying to find what Deluxe wrote about the Spurs. What dumb thing did someone have to get off their chest that forced the whole company to apologize?
Apparently, a report has found that Amnesty International, has a culture of white privilege. Workers allege systemic bias and racist language by senior staff, including the N-word and the P-word.
Ooh, the P-word in association with the person from Pakistan?
I don't know.
Or are they calling women or somebody that word?
Oh, if you're sensitive, if you complain.
Okay, I gotcha.
You're the P-word.
Gotcha. When I heard the N-word, I thought they were just a poo-poo platter of racism. Okay.
There's a new law in Italy, though. It's set to declare war on ice cream sellers. Bad gelati could become illegal.
I agree with this. I don't even know why they're doing it, but I agreed. Because you know how upsetting it is when you get a bad portion of food?
Yeah.
And how it can ruin an entire portion of your day? Oh, good. Throw them in jail. Is prison time involved?
Like, I don't know that you can go to prison.
Look, any time I'm a finicky person when I go to a drive-thru and I'll ask for things not to be on stuff. And when they put stuff on it, I think those people should spend a night in jail.
According to sector rules, ice cream should contain no more than 30% air. So industrial ice cream can sometimes be up to 80% compressed air, which has been pumped into the mixture. Which means that consumers are paying for air. You know what? They should go to prison if they're trying to sell me compressed air.
Are the consumers going to be able to measure the amount of air? How do you prove that they're screwing up? It's pretty easy with fast food. If you put pickles on this, a night in jail. When I said no pickles, sorry, them's the rules.
Sorry.
And now I get the ability to press charge or not. Like you don't immediately go to jail. I have the option of saying I'd like you to spend a night for messing up my order. Or if your shake machine doesn't work and you don't tell anyone beforehand, like put a sign on the ordering thing, whatever it's called, scoreboard.
Or on a big neon sign outside.
Yes, shake machine
no not working, don't stop here.
No vacancy or whatever you want to write, something. Because if I get in your Whataburger, look, I love you, but you're not great with the speed. If I get in your line at 12 o'clock or after midnight and I just, hey, I want a burger to shake. And if it doesn't work, I get to throw you in jail. One of your employees.
OJ's catching it today.
Because of his message.
He said Derek Chauvin deserved to be convicted for George Floyd's death.
What? Because you are not pot? Convicted of a crime, you can't say that. No, hold on. Is he wrong? See, the problem with people is you can't allow a person to make a mistake.
Right, but should, I don't know.
Is OJ wrong in what he said?
No.
All right, then. What's the problem?
Well, if you're an adulterer and, you know, you're over there and you're judging someone else who's an adulterer, uh-huh. Hey, you shouldn't do that. You're not wrong.
No, if OJ would have said your wife should have, or an adulterer says, yeah, your wife should have left you for what you did, would that adulterer be wrong about saying that?
Well, no, he wouldn't be wrong saying, hey, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But you shouldn't be telling him because you're also doing
no,
it.
That's right. Do as I say, not as I do.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem. You know what's not a problem? Charlie Pulido.
It is a problem. He's not here today.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Who's coming in?
I think it's Nick, and it's just Nick and me.
You and Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, you get to work? No nap for you?
I can take a nap at home at 1. It doesn't matter.
Sweet. No nap for Dell, everybody.
Yeah.
No rest for the wicked.
I'm not wicked, but it's Africa times 2 coming up next.
Times 2.
Yeah. John will talk to everyone tomorrow, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.